Okay. Morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf peites in Shabbos. We are on the bottom of peiches amud beis, and today a day strictly agaritza. We haven't seen a lot of this. We have been discussing the Mamad Har Sinai, but that's not agaritza. That's historical. That's a question of how exactly the dates worked out. And that's been the last 3 days of Daf Yomi. That's been Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. And now we are finishing up the topic. We're finishing up the whole sugya, and the Gemara ends us off with a lot of agadata. So you know me and agadata. I'll say the pshat. I'll say over the Gemara. But obviously there's a tremendous amount of depth to this Gemara that is well beyond me, but we begin anyway. And we're going to begin the two dots on the previous Amud, towards the bottom of the previous Amud. We're starting with Amar Yeshua ben Levi. It's about 10 lines from the bottom on Peiches Amud Beis. So, B'sha Shalom Moshe L'mar Mamre Malach Yashar Sofnei Karsh Baruch Hu Ribono Shal Olam Mal Yilud Isha Beinenu. So Moshe's up in Shemaim. So he goes up to Har Sinai and he meets over there Malachim, and the Malachim are slightly antagonistic towards Moshe Rabbeinu, and they say, what's he doing here? He's a Yilud Isha. It's unique, it's strange that somebody who's born from a woman is up here. He's human. So Amalam Lakabal Torah Ba. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, here's the plan. He's gonna get the Torah. So Amr Lafanav Chamuda Gnuza Shignuza Lach Tesha Meos Vishivim Varba Daros Kodm Shinivra Olam Atama Vakishlin Labas Vadam. So the Malachim's reaction, to put it shortly, is, are you kidding me? Meaning that can't possibly be. And the Gemara says that this, first of all, it's too early. 976 generations too early. I went over the Rashi yesterday. I'll go over the Rashi again today. Rashi notes that the plan was to give the Torah on the 1,000th generation of humanity. The Pasuk says, Davar Tziva Le'elef Dor. And so the real divine plan, the original plan, was to give it 1,000 generations into humanity, which would be sometime after Bria Sa'olam. Rashi notes, Ra'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'en Olam Miskayim B'lo Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, however, that it could not sustain, the world simply could not sustain without Torah. Kol Kach Ve'heviram B'lo Bar'am V'nasa L'chav Vav Dorah. So therefore, 26 generations into humanity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. I went over the generations yesterday, quickly again today. From Adam to Noah is 10 generations, Mishnah Perkei Avos. And also, you can track it. You can track it in the Parsha. From Noah to Adam, another 10 generations. And then from Adam, thank you. Okay, everyone's listening, good. From Noah to Avram, another 10 generations. From Avram to Moshe, another 6 generations. We're making a total of 26 generations. So the Torah was given 26 generations, 974 generations too early, says the Malachim. So, Again, the Malachim quote a pasuk from Tehillim, and basically the point being, it doesn't belong down there; it belongs up here. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, "Okay, Moshe, you defend. Okay, defend the right of the you." And Bnei Yisrael to accept the Torah. So Amalifan of Ribbon Shalom Isharanisham Yisrael from Behav El Shabbatim. So Moshe says, here's my concern. I'm worried that they're going to burn me with the hevel in their mouth. Amalachos Bikisikvodi Vechazor Lam Tshuva. So Hashem says back to Moshe, here's what the plan is. You'll hold on to my Kisei HaKvodi, and you'll be fine. You'll be protected. Shenema Me'achos Bnei Kisei Parshaz Alav Anenu. Pasuk in Eov. The Gemara explains, "Vam Rabbi Nachum Malami Shapire Shakai Miziv Shchinaso VeAnenu." The word "parshas" that's mentioned in that pasuk in Iyov, strange word. The Gemara over here understands the Bederch Notrikon. It's an acronym. It stands for Pire Shakai Miziv Shchinaso. So he spread over the part of his splendor onto Moshe. Moshe was protected as he was responding to the Malachim. Amar Lefanu Rebbeinu Shalom Torah Shatanosin Li Maksiv Ba. So Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, let's go over what's in the Torah. And basically now, what we're going to do is, we're going to go over most of the Aseret HaDibros, and Moshe's argument is going to be a very straightforward argument. He looks to the Malachim and he says, is this one of the Aseret HaDibros Shaykh by you? And is this one Shaykh by you? I will note a couple of things. First of all, we're not going to go through all the Dibros. I don't know why we don't cover all 10. And you will note that a couple of them are out of order. Two of them are out of order. So these are notes. You'll pick it up as we go along. So Maksiv Baso, we go over the first of the Aseret Dibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzei Eitzcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So I'm Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. That's that's first of the Aseret Dibros. By the way, is that a mitzvah? So it's debatable whether the first of the Aseret Dibros is a mitzvah. The Rambam says it is a mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah of Yedias Hashem, to know God. Right, to learn his Torah and to understand the world around us, the nature, and to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world and to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yedias Hashem, to know God. That is a mitzvah, says the Rambam, and that mitzvah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzei Eitzcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. In the meantime, however, Amar Lahem LeMitzrayim Yeraditem. So now Moshe turns to the Malachim and he asks him a really simple question. Did you go to Mitzrayim? LeFaro Hishtabaditem? Were you enslaved by Paro? So Torah Lama Tehelachem. Okay, so why? So what are you going to do with the Torah? Meaning, it's just simply not applicable to you. Next, Shuvah Maksiv Ba. Let's go over the next of the Aseret Dibros. Lo Yelchala Elohim Acherim Al Panai. So Bein Amim Atem Shurim. And again, Moshe turns to the Malachim and asks him a really simple question. Avodah Zarah. Now, Avodah Zarah is practiced by idolaters. Any idolaters around here? In the Malachi Asharis, so Bein Amim Atem Shurim She'ovdim Avodas Gilulim, worship idolatry. Okay, next Shuv Maksiv Ba Zachor Yom Hashabbos Kadesh. It says you have to be Shomer Shabbos. So Klum Atem Osim Malacha She'atem Tzrichim Shvos. Now you Malachim, do you do Malacha? Now it's interesting that the word Malachim and the word Malacha are the same word, but the understanding, of course, is that they don't do Malacha. Well, they do what they do, but it's not Malacha. It's Shabbos. Now I gave you a warning that before we started this that there's going to be out of order. So you should have picked up. Here it is. Okay, this is number 4, and we skip number 3, and then Shuv Maksiv Ba Lo Sisa, and then we go back to number 3. So look around. I'm sure it's discussed in terms of why 3 and 4 are reversed. I haven't seen anything yet, but I have not done an exhaustive search of why 3 and 4 are switched. Lo sisa masu matin yesh benechem shuv. I'm sorry. The third of the Aseret says Dibros says you're not allowed to say Shem Hashem b'shav. Okay, you're not allowed to make a shvua using Hashem's name in vain. Now, the assumption of the Gemara, it's an interesting assumption, is that we're going to need to make a shvua in the course of business when we're doing business, and there's some dispute, and there's litigation. And a shvua is going to be needed to be made. The Torah makes sure that we know. Don't lie and say Shem Hashem under oath. And so Moshe's argument to the Malachim is, you guys engage in business? Maso matan yesh beinechem, shuv maksiv ba. Now we're up to number 5. Back in order. So 3 and 4 were flipped. Kavod es avicha ve'asimecha. Okay, the fifth of the Aseret Dibros. I'm sure everyone saw this one coming. Av ve'em yesh lachem. So Malachim, you have a father, you have a mother, right? Does that work by you? Maksiv ba, and let's go now over quickly 6, 7, and 8. Lo sirtzach, lo sinaf, lo signov. Don't kill, no adultery, and no kidnapping. Okay, let's say it correctly. So kina yesh b'nechem, yetzahara yesh b'nechem. You have jealousy, you have a yetzahara, meaning are you going to be involved in any of these activities? Now, interesting to note one more time that 9 and 10 are not mentioned over here in this argument between Moshe and the Malachim. Anyway, miyad hodu lo laKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so the arguments are sound arguments. Moshe is right. The Torah does not belong by the Malachim, and so they admit to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's right. Shenem Hashem Adoneinu ma adir shimcha bechol haaretz. And it does not say Hodecha al Hashemayim, meaning previously when the Malachim were arguing that they should receive the Torah, the pasuk says, we quoted it earlier. And here in this pasuk, it does not say Asher Tanei Hodecha Al Shemayim, as they finally acquiesce. The Torah does not belong in Shemayim; it should go down, and Moshe should bring the Torah down to Bnei Adam. Miyad kolecha v'echa nasa lo ohev umasa lo davar. And not only did Moshe win the battle, the debate, but they all started becoming the biggest fans of Moshe. And they all gave over secrets to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenema alita l'maram shavisi shavi lakachta matanos ba'adam. The pasuk in Tehillim over here describes how it was like he took a captive, matanos ba'adam, and he was given gifts to humanity. Meaning Moshe was revealed certain secrets, particular secrets by the Malachim, and he brought it down with him. B'schar shekarucha adam lakachta matanos. Because he was an Adam, so he received gifts, and those gifts come in the form of secrets. And af malacha mavis masalo davar, and even the malacha mavis gave Moshe Rabbeinu a secret. Shenemar, and how do we know this after the fact? Vayitena zektoros veichaper ala am, because during one of the magefas in the Midbar, so what did Moshe do? He took Ketores and he burnt Ketores. Now, how did he know the secret? That the Ketores saves lives? The Omer v'yabod bein ha-mesim v'bein ha-chayim. V'chule. Meaning, you go to that parsha and you're going to see that he saved lives by burning Ketores. And who revealed to him that secret? Ilav d'amar lei mihava yadeh. It must be that he got that from the Malachim Aves. And the Gemara only concludes that it must have been that when he was up in Shemayim, the Malachim Aves gave him the secret about how to stop death. Right. So, I mean, outside the simple pshat that, you know, it's a spiritual entity, it belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they felt it should be in the spiritual realm. But Moshe's arguments are very straightforward. So, right, after you hear Moshe's arguments, right, so now you, right, what was the Havamino, you know, the Malachim? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Flies in the face of what we have understood, that is Hashem is giving Moshe the word of everything.
So Moshe didn't receive everything. In fact, it's funny that you mentioned that. The upcoming Gemara, it's going to be clear that Moshe was not given everything.
But from Hashem, as opposed to from the
artist. He got everything in terms of the Torah, but that did not.
But the angels have a free will to give gifts.
To give a gift, right? Okay,
I
you have to say all this. I mean, again, we're in realms right now that I barely understand. So I'm Rav Yeshua ben Levi Bishashi Aaron Moshe Mlefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Basatan V'Amal Lafanu Rebbeinu Sholom Torah Heichan Hi. So Rav Yeshua ben Levi relates to us the following piece of Agadata. Moshe is now descended with the Torah, and along comes son, and son says, "Where exactly is the Torah?" Now, you can ask me, you can ask me anything you want. by all means, feel free. Right. But you can certainly ask me, Sutton didn't know at this point in time where the Torah was. So this question bothers Tosfos. If you look at the top of the Amud, V'im Tomer, V'chi Sutton Lohaya Yodea Matan Torah. Like, Sutton didn't know about this thing called Matan Torah. Seminal event in history. So the Yesh Lomar, Damina ben Medrash Lefanav Yelech Davar Shetardo Akash Baruch Hu LaMalach HaMavis. That what Akash Baruch Hu basically do is he distracted. There's a game plan. He distracted the Malach HaMavis, and when we say Malach HaMavis and we say Satan, they're synonymous. The two terms are really one and the same. Bisham Antar Shalo Yikatreg Lomar Uma Shatida Lachto Lasof Memyon Be'ego Ata Nosin Lema Torah. And because, look, time isn't a concept up in Shemayim, and they all knew that Bnei Yisrael would sin after 40 days. So Sutton would make a very cogent argument, and that would be, look, 40 days later, they're going to be worshipping an eagle, and you're going to give them the Torah? Which would have been a very good argument. So what Akash Baruch would do is he distracted the Sutton. And by distracting the Sutton, so therefore Sutton didn't know that the Torah was given to Moshe. V'hu Sutton, v'hu Malacham Aves, and right, Tosfos makes the point, it's all the same. Sutton, Malacham Aves, it's all the same.
Even though he just gave him secrets.
Yeah, and so, in other words, I guess what you'll do for Tosfos is that you'll segment, meaning the argument he made was a good argument, and then, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Sutton, here, come here for a second, I have to speak to you. Again, as if I understood how this works. So Heichanu Amalo, I'm sorry, back to the Gemara. Amalo nasati la'aretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to the son is, I gave it to the land. Now son took HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally, and halachay to aretz, so he goes to the aretz. Meaning son now is going to have a conversation with the aretz. Please keep this in mind, we're in the middle of Agadata right now. So, okay, just got to understand this in that context. Amla Torah Heichan he. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, Satan says to the aretz, where's the Torah? So the Aretz gives an answer of ambiguity. God understands. So and he goes down to the ocean, because now Satan's thinking, okay, it's somewhere on the world. So if it's on the land, maybe it's in the ocean. And the ocean's response is, I don't have it, ain't imadi. He goes to the depths, amalain b. And the depth says, we don't have Torah here. Shenemar tahom amar lo bi he. Okay, when you and we understand these cryptic psukim in Eov, based on the Agarata that we're going at now on, over here. The amar in amadi v'avdun umavis amru be'aznenu shamanu shama. Okay, so the psukim in Eov speak to the idea that nobody knows where it is. Chazav amalef ne'akash baruch hu b'ruach shalom chipasim b'chol ha'aretz v'lo mitzasiha. So now, Satan goes back to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, look, I looked. Right, how does the Gemara Megillah says it well. It says, Yagati u'matzasi. Right, or here it's Yagati v'lo matzasi. Right, I did the work, I did the research, and I couldn't find it.
Right.
Yagati matzasi al, right. Yagati v'lo matzasi al tamin. Okay, that's right. So, b'chol ha'aretz v'lo matzasi, amar lo, le'chetz ben Amram. So Hashem says to Satan, okay, why don't you go pay a visit to Ben Amram? We know him better as Moshe. Halachit to Moshe, Amalo Torah, Shanasal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heichan He. Where's the Torah? Amalo V'chi Ma'ani, Shanasal Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. And Moshe pleads the fifth. Now, who knew that the fifth of the Bill of Rights was around during the time of Moshe, but he pleads it. And not only does he plead the fifth, but it seems like, the Gemara is going to make this point, otherwise I wouldn't say it, it almost seems like he's disingenuous. It says, V'chi ma'ani, shenas only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. Who am I that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the Torah? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe Badayata. In fact, it sounds so disingenuous that even Hashem now intervenes and says, wait a second. Hashem says to Moshe, what do you mean? Who am I that I am I to receive the Torah? You did receive the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu now intervenes, and he says, Moshe Badayata, you are not telling the truth. Amal afan Rebbeinu Sha'olam chamud egnuz yeshtecha sha'atam shtashay haba b'chol yom ani achzik tuva la'atzmi. So here, Moshe gives a very insightful answer, and he says, look, I may receive some of the Torah, but I have not received all of the Torah. The Gemara describes over here, Chamuda Genuzi Yeshecha. You have a hidden treasure. There are parts of the Torah which I myself do not know. Ata Mishtasheba, you delve in that area, B'chol Yom. Ani Achzik Tova L'Atzmi. So now, to the question of, did I receive the Torah? Yeah, I received parts of the Torah, but I didn't receive all the Torah. And I assume that Satan was asking me about those parts of the Torah. Amalo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, hold me, Atata Atzmecha Tikra Al Shemecha. Because you minimized yourself. So I'm going to call the Torah by your name. Shenemar Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. The Gemara meant this in a positive way, in a negative way. I'm not sure. I think the Gemara means in a positive way. Meaning you were humble, you didn't take credit, you didn't write, that's my Torah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards him and says, it's your Torah. Okay? Amir Yeshua ben Levi, Bishash Allah Moshe Lamar, Matzah, Kosh Baruch Hu, Shea, Koshik, Sarim, Laosios. This Gemara should sound familiar. We saw this in Menachos. In Menachos, there's more details to this story. See the Gemara of Menachos for more details. But in the meantime, however, we're given only a little snippet of this piece of Agarata. Moshe goes up, and what does he see Kosh Baruch Hu do? So Kosh Baruch Hu is tying crowns to the Torah. Shea, Koshik, Sarim, Laosios. Now the crowns to the Torah probably is a reference over here to this to the Tagin, meaning that in the Sefer Torah you'll see that each that some of the letters, not all the letters, but some of the letters have little crowns attached to it. In fact, if you take a look at Rashi over here says that we're going to see this later on in the Masechta, not that long from now. We're in Daf Pei Tes, and Rashi quotes the Gemara in Daf Kuf Dalet. A couple of weeks from now, can you imagine? More than a couple of weeks. But, a couple of weeks from now. Right, Taga, Dekof, Lagabe, Reish, Vechein, Shatnez, Gates. Okay, certain letters of the Torah require a crown on the top of them. Three crowns, says Rashi, as per the Gemara Menachos. In the meantime, however, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tying the crowns to the letters. Kaviyachla, as if we understood what this meant. Amala Moshe, Ein Shalom Be'irecha. Now Moshe's kind of like watching. Moshe doesn't say hello. How are you? Moshe doesn't say anything to Hashem. And Hashem gives him Musar and gives him a reprimand. Ein Shalom Be'irecha. Moshe says, I thought that was inappropriate. Meaning, I'm the Eved, you're the Rav, I should be extending Shalom to you. He says, well, at least you should have helped me. right before Moshe goes through the Yud Gimel Mido Sharachim after the Chein HaMeraglim, it says, "Va'ata yigdal na koach Hashem kasher dibarta," right, like you taught me, and that is a reference. It's an allusion to Moshe's response to, "Yes, I will give you some assistance." Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my dichsiv ayaram ki boshesh Moshe, and now the Gemara is going to go over what led, what was the precipitant to the chet ha'egel. The pasuk says, "Va'yaram ki boshesh Moshe." I'll take a boshesh ela ba'u shesh. Along comes now the sixth hour. B'shar shalom Moshe l'maram alam li'yisol sofar b'm yom b'tchila shesh ani ba. So Moshe is about to go up to Shemayim. He's going to spend 40 days up in Shemayim. And he basically logs in to the Jewish people. And he says, look, I'm going up. I'll be there for 40 days. And on the 40th day, I will come down on the sixth hour. So I'm telling you exactly how long I'll be on my, he gives them like the, notation for vacation, although this is not exactly a vacation, and this is exactly when I'm coming back. After 40 days, along comes Satan, and he confuses. Now, how exactly does he confuse? So Rashi describes like this. Well, let's do a little bit of Gemara, and then I'll come back to Rashi. Amle Moshe Rabchem Heichan Hu. Where's Moshe? Amrlo Allah Lamarom. So their response to Satan is he went up to Shemayim. Amrlehem Boshesh V'lo Hishkichu Alav. So he said, well, the 6 hour has already arrived, and Moshe has not come down. So the Jewish people ignored Satan. Mace. So then he says, Moshe died. Jewish people ignored him. Haralem demus mitaso. And then he presented to them an image of the coffin of the bier of Moshe Rabbeinu. Behind it, Aaron kizem Moshe Aish. And then kizem Moshe Aish. And I assume that including this is the word zeh. Whenever we have the word zeh come up in Chumash, the Gemara Darshins, zeh means that there was a physical manifestation. Right? HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. The Gemara says that we didn't have a good understanding of how exactly the moon was and the cycles of the moon. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu actually showed him pictures of the moon. Zeh. HaChodesh HaZeh. Right? Zeh Keli Van Vehu. Right? The Gemara says that even the maidservant at Kriyas Yamsuf saw things that Yecheskel couldn't see. The word zeh means that actually saw. What did they see? So now in the context of our Gemara, we know what they saw. They saw a demos, a vision of Moshe's deathbed. Why all the confusion? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi goes on to explain. Rashi says, "Kashala Moshe lahar amar lahem l'sof mem yom ani ba b'soch sheishaos." Heim svurim, Rashi writes, "She'oso yom shala bo min aminyan." Okay, and it was a simple miscommunication between Moshe and the Jewish people. So they thought that the day that Moshe went up, that's day one. Meaning, count that as day one. Havavahu amar lahem mem yom shleimim. And he meant 40 full days. Now, you don't got to remember, a long time ago, where this was exactly the argument that Moshe made in terms of adding an additional day. Right? Remember? Moshe says, Hayom Machar, today and tomorrow. And Moshe says, oh, wait a second. Today doesn't count because today is only half a day. So Machar, meaning Machar is a full day. So I need two full days. So Moshe's concept of a day always was a full day. So over here when Moshe says, I'm going out for 40 days, he wasn't talking about today because today is not a full day. So Amalem em yom shleimim yom ve'leilo imo. Because look, says the Rashi, he goes up on the seventh day of Sivan. Had to have been the seventh day of Sivan, because the sixth day of Sivan is Mamad Har Sinai, and we know that Moshe only goes up in the morning, so it must be that Moshe went up the next morning. Now, of course, all this assumes like the Chachamim and not like Rabbi Yossi. Okay.
Right.
Which, by the way, hurts my argument. Meaning, I was arguing that Moshe added a day. If we're going like the Chachamim, so then according to Chachamim, Moshe didn't add a day. Okay. Anyway, okay. That's I'm confusing everybody and myself. Let me just finish this Rashi. Sharei b'zayin b'sivan Allah nimtza yomem b'yud zayin b'tamuz. And now the 40th day falls on the 17th day of Tammuz, which is calendarically correct, meaning because that is the day where the Jewish people are now worried, stressing over where's Moshe. Ayah b'yud zayin b'asatan v'ir v'vesolam v'hara demos choshech v'afela demos anan v'arafel v'irvuv yalomar v'adai meis Moshe. And their claim is that Moshe definitely dies. Shari ba'u kvar sheish. V'lo ba. V'yev shalom shalom tau ela b'yom ha'me'unan ben kodim chatzos achar chatzos. And Rashi says, and don't tell me that the mistake was it was cloudy and they didn't know the difference between morning and afternoon. Shari lo yared Moshe ad yom ha'machras. Shenemar v'yashkimu me'machras v'gomer. Because Moshe only came down the next day. So this wasn't a mistake of hours, it was a mistake of days. So therefore, it must be, says Rashi, that it was a total mistake of the day in which they came. All right. So, good. So that's, and we know, by the way, part of Yud Zayin Tammuz, meaning the Mishnah Tanis tells us that five things occurred on Yud Zayin Tammuz. One of the five things is Moshe broke the Luchos. Moshe broke the Luchos because he's coming down and now he's seeing the Jewish people with the Chet HaEgel. And now we have the background to the story over here based on our Gemara over here. Okay, back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. We're on the bottom of the Amud. About seven lines from the bottom of the Amud. We're starting now at the beginning of the line. Amalei Aumer Rabban L'Rav Kana Mishmi Alach My Har Sinai. Any reason why it's called Har Sinai? So Amalei Har Shenasu Bo Nisim Li Yisrael. Yep, I know why. Har Sinai from the word Nes. Now it doesn't work out so well because Sinai Samach Nun and Nes Nun Samach. And in fact, whoever was talking to Rav Kahana says, I don't like that. Har Nisai mi baile. Should have been not called Har Sinai, but rather Har Nisai. Amalei Har Shenasu Siman Tov. Okay, it's a good siman for the Jewish people. So, I'm sorry, Siman Tov Yisrael. Har Simanai mi baile. Again, I don't like that as well, because where's the mem? Amalei Mai Tam Lo Shrichta Kame Derav Papa Rav Huna Berei Derav Yehoshua. Dema'ayne Ba'agaratam. In other words, you should go, if you want to know about Agadata, you should go to Rav Papa, you should go to Rav Huna Berei Rav Yehoshua, because they learn Agadata, and not only do they learn Agadata, but specifically the Agadata of Rav Chista Rav Berei Rav Huna, the Amitav Vayu Mai Har Sinai, Har Shiyad Sina La'akam. So here's Sinai with the word Sina. Now I know it's Samech and Sin, but we've seen this many times throughout Chas, they're interchangeable letters. And they do produce the same sound. And hatred and animosity was created at Sinai between Akash Baruch Hu and the other nations. Why was that? So Rashi points out, last Rashi in the Amud, Shelo Kiblu Bo Torah. Because at Sinai, Akash Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the other nations. And we know, we've seen the Midrashim, right? It's a Gemara also. Just escapes me where to find the Gemara. But all the other nations basically said, what's there written in the Torah? Oh, that's what's written in the Torah? No, thank you. So the rejection of the other nations of the Torah, that's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. You're right. You're absolutely right. Right, it's right in the beginning over there, in that first paragraph.
He didn't threaten them.
Very good.
He didn't threaten the Goyim.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But again, Nasa Vinishma, remember. Right. Okay. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented it to all the nations. And not only that, but there actually are five names to Har Sinai. Now, you can see Tosfos over here, we're talking about the actual Sinai or the general area of the Midbar, right? In other words, maybe we're not talking about Har Sinai per se, we're just talking about the general area. So, Midbar Tzin, Shenitzav Yisrael Alav, it's called Midbar Tzin because that's where the Jewish people were commanded, the Torah. Midbar Kadesh, Shenitzav Yisrael Alav, the Jewish people were sanctified. Number three, Midbar Kadmus, or Kedemot. Shenana Keduma Alav, we were given precedence. Midbar Paran, Shepar Varbu Alay Yisrael, the Jewish people were fruitful and multiplied. Rashi says, He cites the Chol Echa Nisabra Ishto Zachar. Not only did everyone become pregnant, but the wife became pregnant with a male child. Zachar b'mitzvah the Shuvah Lachem L'Alechem V'lo Yedan Heicha Remizah. And Rashi over here admits, I don't know where to find the source for this. Rashi is fond of admitting when he does not know where to find something. You know, I've accepted that minhag upon myself. Midbar Sinai, Shiyarda, Sina, La'akam, and finally, and this is why we quote this medrash over here, because it's the fifth name of Sinai, which is the Sina, the hatred that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has now for the other nations for rejecting the Sefer Torah. Oh, Danny, just wait 1 second. Umar, you're right on. Umar Shmo, and the name of the place is Chorev, meaning Chorev is the actual proper noun, meaning that's the name of the place. Everything else is a nickname, slash, a remez to why it's called that nickname. But the actual name of it is Chorev Shmo. Upligi de Rabbi Abbo. Now Rabbi Abbo does not agree. And Rabbi Abbo says, Amar Rabbi Abbo Har Sinai Shmo, meaning the actual proper name of the place is Har Sinai. V'lama nikra Shmo Har Chorev Shiyarda Chorva La'akam Alav. And it's because from there comes out a Chorva, a destruction. Meaning it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's animosity for the Jewish people. It's created Har Sinai because of the rejection of the Torah. We're continuing. We're like 7 lines down off from the top of Peites Amud Beis. Minan Shekoshen Lashon Shel Zoharis. Okay. For a brief moment now, we're going to go on in the Mishnah. Do you remember? It's been a while. The Mishnah finds its way all the way back on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. 4 Dapim ago. The Mishnah talked about Minan Lepodletz Shech Lezer B'Yamash Lishi. Okay. And that's not what we've been discussing now for the past 4 days. And then the next point of the Mishnah is Minay Shemachitz and Samila B'Yomash Lishi, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, the bathing of the child on the 3rd day after his Mila. And then Minay and Shekoshin Lashon Zoharis Baruch Shir Mishtalech, tying the red wool on the horns of the Shir Mishtalech. How do we know that that occurs? And there is no reference to it in Chumash. So the Gemara says, Pasuk Yishayahu, Im Yuchatechem Kashan and Kashan Yabinu. And we're familiar with that pasuk. We say that pasuk a number of times on Yom Kippur. Excuse me. The Gemara over here cites Minay Shekoshin Lashon Shel Zoharis Kashanim Kashanim Ibayle. There is not agreement in that pasuk. Im Yuchatechem Ka. Sorry. Im Yuchatechem. Yeah, here we go. Im yuchatechem kashanim, kasheleg yabinu. So it should be in the singular, right? It's kasheleg yabinu. It's kashani. Okay, and it says kashanim. So it should be in the singular. Meanwhile, it's in the plural. Am Rav Yitzchak Amar LaMekash Baruch Li Yisrael Im yuchatechem kashanim halalu shesedur sovas misheshi yemei breishes v'arachshav. Meaning, it's not just one sin. Meaning, you could be that it's accumulation of one sin and another sin, and it can even be backlogged all the way from the time of Maisa Breishis, Sheshim Breishis, Kashela Yabino. Kash Baruch Hu says that's fine. Meaning that the efficacy of Yom Kippurim is that it can whiten all the sins, even if it was aggregated from a long course of time. We quoted from the pasuk in Yeshayahu already. That's the pasuk that we just quoted. So we continue in that pasuk. I told you, we read this every year. This is Chazon Yeshayahu. Right, Shabbat Chazon. L'chu na v'nivacha yomer Hashem. L'chu na ba'u na mibayle. And again, the Gemara is just noting that there is not an agreement in terms of tense in the pasuk. It should have said, not l'chu na go, but ba'u na, meaning it happened already, it occurred already. Yomer Hashem, amer Hashem mibayle, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say it. So how do we understand this pasuk? La'asid lavo yomer lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yisrael l'chu na itzal v'seichem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Jewish people, you want a defense? You want somebody to support you? So go to the Avos. They're going to help you out. So who exactly are we supposed to go to? I'm sorry, right now, I apologize. Not they're going to help you out, but they're going to give you tochacha. They're going to give you, they're going to reprimand you, they're going to rebuke you. Okay. So, we say back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eitzel mi neilech. So, okay, so there are three of us. So, who should we go to? Eitzel Avram Shemar Talo Yado Teda V'lo Bikesh Rachamim. Meaning, we're going to go to Avram? Really? He's going to give us rebuke? Meaning, look, you told Avram Avinu your children are going to be servants and slaves in another nation for 400 years. What was his response? Was he defensive of us? He wasn't defensive of us. He didn't ask for rachmanus. And now we should go to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak is going to be there to defend us. Meaning, by Yitzchak, the bracha that he gave to Yaakov was, or I should say rather, the bracha that he gave to Esav was, you know, when you see Yaakov, when he lets his guard down, so then you're going to be able to dominate Yaakov. Meaning, that's the one who we should turn to? Meaning, we just saw this on Shabbos, two Shabbos ago. I'm going to go down with you, says Hashem. Don't worry. And I'll bring you back up. So in other words, Yaakov now knew that there's going to be galus, and he didn't ask for rachmanos. So eitzel mi neilech. Achshav yomer Hashem amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu hol v'talisem atzmechem bi. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, that was such a good move. Meaning, I told you to go to the Avos, and you told me we really can't count on the Avos, and that was a good move. I know, that's so counterintuitive. Usually we look for zechus Avos. But here the Gemara says, that's a good move. Meaning that instead of going to the office, we go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kim yuchateichem kashanim kashela galbinu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now that you turn to me, I'll cleanse. I'll be mechaper. I'll have the rachmanus, the necessary rachmanus to cleanse you of any of your sins. Amar Shmuel ben Nachman, Amar Rav Yochanan. Sorry. Amar Rav Yonasan, my dichtiv ki ata avinu ki Abraham lo yadanu. V'Yisrael lo yakirenu, ata Hashem avinu go'anu me'olam shemecha, me'olam shemecha. Okay. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, we're fast-forwarding to the end of Sefer Yeshayahu. So Avram didn't know us, Yisrael didn't recognize us, you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Goel, you redeem us. La'asu lavo yom alo HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avram b'necha chatuli, mora gadata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Avram Avinu and says, you know, it's your kids, your children. So Amar lafanav ribono shel olam, yimacha kedush shemecha. So Avram's response was, okay, wipe him out. Okay, you're not happy with him, wipe him out. I know that doesn't sound like the Avram Avinu that we know.
Yeah,
right. It doesn't sound like Avram Avinu. Okay, obviously that presents a bit of a difficulty in terms of understanding Avram Avinu in context of this Agadata. Okay. Amar Amar Leila Yaakov Dahavale Tsar Gidol Banim. So you know what? Maybe go to Yaakov. Maybe Yaakov will have more rachmanus because, look, he had Tsar Gidol Banim. He had a lot of pain raising his children. Maybe he'll be more compassionate. Efshad Dabai Rachame Alayhu. Maybe they'll pray on behalf of the Jewish people. Amar Leila, so Kosh Baruch Hu turns to Yaakov. Banecha chatu, your children sinned. Amar lo, Amar lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, yimachu kedush shemecha. Yaakov's response was the same as Avraham's. Okay, get rid of them. Once again, hard to imagine that that's what Yaakov's response is, but in the context of this Agarta, yes it is. Amar, so Akash Baruch Hu now takes stock of what he just heard. Lo b'sabi taima, v'lo b'dardike eitza. From the elder, that's a reference to Avram Avinu, so I'm not getting much reason, much rationale. And dardiki is the Gemara's terminology for describing somebody who's young. In this context, it's talking about Yaakov Avinu, because he's the grandson. So v'lo b'dardiki eitza. Amalo liyitzchak banecha chatuli. So now it's the helfnish with Avraham. It's the helfnish with Yaakov. So now we go to Yitzchak. Amalo fana ribono shalom benivalo banecha. Bishashe ikdimul afanecha nasal nishma. Karatolam benivachari. Achshav benivalo banecha. So Yitzchak has a wonderful argument. My children? What do you mean? They're your children. At the point where they said Nasa and they put Nasa in front of Nishma, which as we described in yesterday's daf, that was Raz Olam, the secret of the world, how we put Nasa in front of Nishma. So then you describe them as Bini Bechari. Now, I understand sequentially it's out of order. Bini Bechari is back in Shmos, Parsha Shmos. Okay. But again, we're in Agarata right now. So order is not a compelling argument. Bini Bechari Achsha Bini V'lo Banecha. Now they're my sons and they're not your sons. The old kamachatu kamishnosav shal adam, and then Yitzchak becomes an accountant. I told you we are hardwired as Jews to A, be accountants and B, open up restaurants. It's in our Jewish DNA. And debating. Yeah, that's I should go without saying. But I think as a Jew, every Jew is hardwired to be an accountant. The old kamachatu kamashnosav sha'adam. And so here now, Yitzchak does a little bit of accounting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so the total years of a life of a Jew, Shivim Shana, so 70 years. Okay, and of course, my bracha is more, but he's quoting a pasuk in Tehillim. Dal esrim delo anash da'alayu. So in other words, so already subtract 20 years. Knock off 20 years off the life because the first 20 years of life, you do not have to own up to any of the sins. Now, I know some of you are going to tell me that it's 13. Now, if you want to argue with me on any of these numbers, that's because you want to be an accountant as well. So, we do have sources, by the way, that say that for the first 20 years, you don't own up. Right, Sarah. Right, right by Chopa. Sara Imenu. Rashi right here in our Gemara that says that for the first 20 years of your life you don't have to answer for any particular chet. And the Dor HaMidbar says Rashi right over here. Okay. Anyway, so knock off the first 20 years. Okay, so now we're down to 50. Pashlu Chamishin Dal Chafei Delalusa. So now 25 years. Now I would venture to say 25 years of sleeping. But that's not totally accurate. I know all you accountants over here are going to take issue with me if I say you sleep, because I know you sleep for only a third of your life, not a half of your life. So the Gemara doesn't say sleeping, it says Laila, meaning who's sinning at night? Okay. I know you can argue with me, but anyway, so 25 years of night, so knock that off as well. So Pashlu Chafei. So now we're down to 25 years. 25 years of sinning. So Dal Tartesrei Opaga Ditzluye Umechel Udebeis Akisei. Now, think about, I can knock off 12 and a half years, says Yitzchak. 12 and a half years I can knock off. Because there's eating, and then there's bathroom, and then there's shul. Meaning, I understand, we may be chotim, but we're not going to not go to shul. Okay, so, Pashlu Tartisrei Opaga. So now we're down to 12 and a half years. 12 and a half years of sinning, Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can handle that. Im ata sovas kulam mutav. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you want to take all 12 and a half years, fine. So I'll put that on your books. However, im lav, but if you don't want to take all 12 and a half years, palga alai upaga alacha. So I'll take half. I'll take half of the 12 and a half. So give me 6 1/4. You'll take 6 1/4. We'll call it a day. Vim timsalam kulam alai. And if you want to put all of them on me, hakrivith nafshi kamach. So, fine. Apostle V'amru Ata Avinu. So now, in response to Yitzchak, assuming and taking on all the chataim of the Jewish people, he says, "You are our Av. You're our forefather." Amlam Yitzchak Asher Atem Mekalsim Li Kalsim Lakash Baruch Hu. So Yitzchak says, "Look, before heaping any praise on me, let's turn to Hakadosh Baruch Hu." And he points to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not really sure how to understand this. So they turn their eyes to heaven. And now we go back to the Pesukim in Yeshayahu. You, Kadosh Baruch Hu, are our Goel. Okay, so in other words, so now you go back to the Pesukim in Yeshayahu, and we now have Pshat. Ki ata avinu. In other words, ki ata avinu, that's Yitzchak. Right? Ki Avram lo yadanu v'Yisrael lo yakirenu. Because Avram basically said, and Yaakov said, and ata Hashem avinu, go aleinu me'elam shemecha. And that was Yitzchak redirecting the Jewish people, like, don't give me the love, give it all to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Raya Yaakov avinu le'elam mitzrayim b'shal shalos, shal barzel. Truth be told is that Yaakov should have been brought down to Mitzrayim in chains. Meaning, when you read the parsha last week, 2 weeks ago, and Yaakov got into Mitzrayim, that's the beginning of Shibud Mitzrayim. So if that's the beginning of Shibud Mitzrayim, so how does Shibud begin? It begins with chains. Yaakov should have been taken down in chains like a slave. Elosh chuso garmalo. But Yaakov Avinu had chus, and chus protected him. Dichsiv bechavle adam am chaim ba'avosos ha'ava ve'yelahem kemereme ol. Al lachiyahem ve'at elav ochil. At elav ochil. I gave him strength. Rashi explains, itisalachem koach lahachil es avoda saparach. I gave him strength to sustain the beginning of the avoda. Meaning that the beginning of the avoda didn't look like avoda, but that was the beginning of Shibud Mitzrayim. Ad Karen, will stop over here. Tomorrow, pick it up at the Mishnah. Finish the sugya of Mamad Har Sinai. Tomorrow we resume with Hilchos Shabbos. Refuah Shleima for Binyamin Zeva Cohen Ben Sharon Rivka Rabbi Chananya Ben Akasha Marat Zekesh Baruch Hu Zaki Sol Fiyach Achir Bam Tar Mitzvah Shenemar Nechavetz Amantzikoy Yagdil Torah V'Yadim.